Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. This is Insight. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. The Camp Wildfire burning in Butte County is now tied to be the deadliest in California's history, with 29 lives lost. The town of Paradise has few buildings that were untouched by flames. Joining us to help explain where the firefight now stands is CAL FIRE Deputy Director of Communications Mike Mueller. And a good morning to you, Mike. I know you held a press briefing this morning. Can you give the listeners and me a big picture as to where the campfire stands right now?
Well, right now, campfire is at 113,000 acres, 25% contained. We still have evacuations and several road closures in effect. The weather did cooperate overnight, but we're expecting some winds. We're still in extreme fire conditions.
And still more than 15,000 structures threatened?
That is correct.
So you talked about the winds. I know there was concern regarding another round of strong winds expected to kick in yesterday. How did that end up playing out?
Actually, those winds, we were fortunate. They did not surface like we expected. We still got some winds, but nothing like was predicted. So definitely got a break in the weather yesterday. But again, we have a lot of open fire line. A lot of it hasn't been wind tested, so we're cautiously optimistic. And again, very difficult firefight still out there.
Compared to the first 24 hours of this fire, the growth in size has been incremental over the last couple of days. So where do the firefighting efforts, when a fire gets to this stage, where do the firefighting efforts go?
Well, our primary goal is life and property. So any areas where we would consider the wildland urban interface or any communities that are threatened are our priorities. But then again, we also have hand crews, bulldozers, and engines that are, you know, doing what we call fire front following and trying to bring up that containment line. But really, our priority is structure protection and protecting communities.
When it comes to the grim task of going door to door to find the victims, we understand a team of anthropology students, one team from Chico State and another from the University of Nevada, Reno, are helping in this search. And there's also a mobile DNA lab. Does CAL FIRE accompany these teams from place to place to make sure that they're safe in these conditions?
Well, we have not just CAL FIRE, our local and federal partners are also part of this firefight, but our crews will be in the area, but usually that search is through law enforcement, but we will support in any way we can.
And as we head into this week, how does CAL FIRE position itself to keep the fire from going beyond its boundaries and to help the community get back to recovery?
Well, our primary goal is to get people back and back into those areas. But again, we have to make sure there's major infrastructure damage, roads, utilities that we have to make sure that are safe. But our focus really is you know, bringing up that containment line, slowing the growth, and moving resources, you know, between not just the campfire, but statewide. As you know, we have the Hill and the Woolsey fire in Southern California, which is also expected to be hit by a very strong red flag conditions and winds.
Yeah. How is staffing, given what must be extreme fatigue levels and the abilities to tackle another major wildfire at this point, should one kick up?
Well, we have over 8,000 firefighters on the line, over 1,000 fire engines. We have out-of-state resources that are responding to support. You know, we always look ahead of these and predict the weather and then also the types of incidents. So we're always leaning forward on what we're looking at as far as resources. But again, when we have these type of sieges, it does. It takes a toll on our firefighters, but we're there to get the job done.
But the main concern for you in the coming hours anyway would be any sort of wind-driven event?
That's absolutely true, yes. The weather plays obviously a major factor in these fires.
All right, Chief Michael Mueller with CAL FIRE, thank you so much for joining us this morning with that update, and best of luck with everything you have facing you in the coming hours.
Thank you so much.
All right, let's check in now with the National Weather Service about these wind conditions that are the main concern in both Northern and Southern California. Corey Miller is a meteorologist with the Weather Service, and he's on the line right now. Hey, Corey.
Good morning.
So, Corey, what drives these winds this time of year? Because this is a common thing, even going back, you know, to the Oakland Hills fire in October several years back. And then the other ones we saw even just a year ago in October and now in November. Why do we get these really strong gusts this time of year?
Oh, we'll see a low pressure system will drop into the Great Basin, and we'll see a strong area of high pressure building into California. And that does bring a tight pressure gradient. We'll see strong downslope winds through the mountains, and that's a very dry, breezy wind. It warms as it goes down and dries. And that's the best setup for strong winds and something we typically see in October and even into November.
They call them Santa Anas in Southern California. Does Northern California have a term for these winds that come from the north?
Not that really I'm aware of. The system pattern that we use here in at the Weather Service is an inside slider. But I don't know of any official names like the Santa Anas that we use up here.
Are we seeing them later into the season, or is it typical into November, into December?
It's hard to say. I mean, usually we're seeing bigger systems by November and December as we're getting into the winter months, but they're not completely uncommon. Some differences would be that in past years, we maybe have seen some rain in November, so when we would see these wind events, they wouldn't be as big of a deal due to fuel moistures being much higher.
All right, Corey, we're dry as a bone right now. Haven't had any measurable rain yet this fall, have we?
We did see some to start out October, and we did see a good start to October, but then unfortunately after the first week of October, we haven't seen any rain since then, so things have dried up since then.
Any on the horizon?
Unfortunately, at least the next week is looking dry. Maybe a possible pattern change into early next week. It's something we're keeping an eye on, but it's very far out, so confidence is extremely low at this time. We can just keep our fingers crossed that we do see that pattern change and maybe some rain.
As we heard from the fire chief, the winds did not materialize the way they thought that they would yesterday. Will we have that same scenario today, or what are you seeing in terms of winds?
Oh, the good news this week is we're expecting less wind. The highest wind should have been this morning, and we'll see decreasing winds into the afternoon. And then we're actually expecting much lighter winds throughout the week. But unfortunately, it's going to remain very dry. We'll see warm and dry conditions, low relative humidities for the afternoon, and very poor recoveries overnight, especially in the foothills and over the campfire. So overnight, we won't see much in the way of humidity recoveries, which isn't what we want to see.
Corey, can you comment at all on the smoky conditions? I know that favorable conditions for the city of Sacramento really just means the smoke is being pushed into some other community. But What will shape up in terms of dangerous or even critical smoke levels in the Central Valley here?
Smoke can be somewhat tough to predict, especially because it is dependent on how much smoke the fire produces. We'll see very poor conditions again for today. It'll be very similar to what we saw yesterday. And really this week, we're just going to continue to have to deal with the smoke throughout much of the week over Sacramento and through the Sacramento Valley. We really will need that pattern change to help clear up some of the smoke. And like I said, a lot of it is dependent on how much smoke the fire is giving off, too. So if the fire ends up giving off less smoke, we should start to see a little bit less smoke down here, but we are going to have to continue to deal with smoke issues for at least the rest of this week.
Because at least one factor, the direction of the winds, is not in our favor.
Correct. Yeah, we're expecting lighter winds, but we're going to continue to kind of see the wind drain the smoke kind of southwest into the Sacramento Valley. It'll continue to be an issue for us here.
But on a bright note, those lighter winds should help in firefighting efforts. And unfortunately, no precipitation in the near future, maybe farther out. National Weather Service meteorologist, you're out of Sacramento, right, Corey?
Correct. Yep, here in Sacramento.
Terrific. Corey Miller with the National Weather Service. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And you are listening to Capital Public Radio here on Insight for the very latest of all the fire conditions and the latest numbers. Head to capradio.org for that. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.